What cases do you find the most challenging? In other words, there are the different degrees of you know, speech impediment with kids.
Right. So for our younger kids, the children that are nonverbal, for the younger kids, those are the ones that we really struggle with. And the ones that we also do more experimentation with to see if we can get them to use sign language or get them to approximate words and then work with that as they're getting their additional speech sounds in. Sometimes we'll try to experiment with having a communication board with pictures so that they're able to communicate some of their basic wants and needs. With young children, you really want to help manage communication breakdowns. So looking at ways to do that, even when the kid doesn't have a lot of verbal language, is important. For our older children, I think the most challenging ones are the kids that are really behind. We'll have fourth and fifth graders come to us reading on a first grade level, and that's just painful. And you know that there's a lot in school that they're missing out on. It doesn't mean that they can't catch up, you know, with the right kinds of interventions, but it's just a lot more difficult to have older kids come in that are so behind. But these are also some of the most rewarding.
I'm kind of curious, when they're in the school system, why the school system hasn't identified them as being on a first grade level once they, you know, when they're at a fourth and fifth grade.
Right. Sometimes they have, and they're already in special education. We've had a few cases where the child that really should be in special education because they're not getting enough support to have passing grades. So, unfortunately, speech therapists and the schools are amazing. I will tip my hat to them all day long because they are, they do not have enough resources for the number of children that they have to serve.
Yeah.
So the speech therapists in schools, they really have to do group therapy for most of their clients, usually in 30-minute sessions, maybe only once a week. So it's just much more difficult. And then also, a lot of times parents have told us that they've asked the school to do testing with their child to see if they would qualify for special education. And sometimes they have to really ask and ask over and over again. So we can help them put that in writing. And we also do standardized reading testing for the kids that would benefit from us knowing what their reading is. And then parents can take that to the school district or to the school, and it helps them advocate for their child. Because now the school has something that's documenting that they're behind with the reading, and it's something that they have to respond to. So we've had fairly good success with having the schools give the children more help when that's what they really need to be successful.